Yeah, there's huge concern. I suppose CAP has reduced over the years with inflation and increased costs, and the value of it has decreased as it is. But this talk now of being no designated funding there for agriculture is concerning, and we'd hope that that won't be the case. I suppose CAP funding does give a certain amount of certainty for farmers because they know for a good few years ahead roughly what kind of money they're going to be paying if they're able to meet all the conditions of schemes. But for to have this funding all put in a kind of a national envelope for the country, like it's one big payment going towards the country, and there's no certainty that that money will be going to agriculture.
There's been various reports coming out of Europe over the last couple of days. We're hearing on one hand that there will be changes made, perhaps that farmers that have wetlands will be able to continue to draw down funding. But equally so, and maybe even more concerning now, is these proposed changes to CAP that will benefit a large number of farmers in the northwest region.
We just don't know how, if these changes go ahead, how it will affect any region, because I suppose there'll be no certainty of payments going for the different schemes, and it could even be changing on a yearly basis the amount of money that farmers could be paid. And I suppose that's why we don't want to see this model changing, that we want to see guaranteed ring fence money coming in a similar cap again. That is ring fence for farmers, and farmers will have more certainty on what they will be getting paid.
Do a number of farmers feel at this stage that there seems to be a major disconnect that seems to be ever growing between Europe and the agricultural sector here in Ireland?
I suppose it's looking like all the time that agriculture is less of a priority for the EU Commission and indeed national governments compared to what it used to have. And it used to be very high priority, agriculture and supporting it. But this talk of changing and doing away with the CAP funding and the single fund, and even the reduced amount of money, is not keeping up with inflation. It seems that the EU doesn't have agriculture as high on its priority list as what it used to. I suppose they seem to be shifting more about defence and different things, but we need to keep the case very strong to secure the future of agriculture, and especially in rural Ireland and smaller farmers that need the certainty of a CAP payment.